John, before the Tiger game, saw something else on my TV.
Yeah, it was the Little League World Series. This is something I always try and catch as much of as possible. It's so much fun. And you know, we talked about it last year with the Tigers playing in the Little League World Series game. That's really where we kind of point to that moment as it turned the tide for the Tigers. But for these kids, it's so much fun to watch. And before the game last night, ESPN had on the Little League World Series, or at least I think it's the regionals right now. One of the pitchers for East Texas, they were down 7-2, and he's on the mound. And they were talking about his knuckleball. And they were showing, and he's throwing the old school, you know, all four fingers knuckleball, and it was just dancing around. Kids couldn't hit it. It was magnificent. Now there were some control issues as well, and they were down 7-2, but they made a great effort with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. They score three runs, and then the little pitcher's at the plate, one runner on, could have hit a home run. And tied it up, set it in extra innings, and steady grounds out. So it's a little anticlimactic. But the point was, he's throwing a knuckleball. That is as old school as it gets. Throwing the knuckleball. That's as kids, we always used to sit there and throw knuckleballs and kind of watch it dance around. And we thought, you know, we got no control over this. I'm never going to throw it in a game. Here's a kid that's actually doing it and being productive on the mound. So what old school thing in sports would you like to see come back? Because you don't, every once in a while you hear them throwing a knuckle curve, but there's not a lot of knuckleball pitchers. I know that there's one in the Tigers, and I can't remember his name right now, in the farm system that throws a knuckleball that it seems like nobody can hit. You see those catcher's gloves that are, you know, catching knuckleball pitchers, and they're gigantic mitts.
Well, I remember like when Tim Wakefield would pitch for the Boston Red Sox, right. You have a special catcher for it. Not only the mitt, but a catcher. Yes. Right now, I quick Google says Matt Waldron is the only knuckleballer in the majors right now, and he's with the Padres. It's a lost art.
It is, and it's one of those pitches, whenever there's a knuckleball pitcher on the mound, I like to tune in because it's so rare, and it's so strange to watch that ball go from the pitcher's hand to the plate, because you really have no idea where it's going. Neither does the catcher, and I'm not sure how much the pitcher knows either. The batters certainly don't know.
No idea. So in sports, old school stuff you want to see come back. We've seen a little bit of this in the NFL, the like run game renaissance.
Yeah, we saw it last year, obviously, with Saquon. We've had it here with Sonic and Knuckles. Derrick Henry has been that guy. He was that guy for the Titans. Now he's that guy for the Ravens.
The Bills leaned on a heavy ground. In fact, four of the top five teams in the NFL, I think, are teams that have heavily gone to the ground game.
And those guys are all wanting new deals. Except for our two right
yet,
now.
Yet.
Yes.
It's just, does that mean we're going to get a fullback resurgence at some point here?
I would love to see the fullback make a comeback. and was it just what's his name? He was in San Francisco. Jasinski or?
Juszczyk.
Yeah, it was close.
Had a J in it.
Yeah, it was tomato, tomato. It's all how you pronounce it.
I know who you meant. They use him creatively. It's not just like, hey, put on the neck roller and run into somebody.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to see the resurgence of the fullback. Michigan has it a little bit in Max Bredesen. You know, where he goes, the ball goes, yeah, and heavy damage occurs. But that's just kind of one of those things where when you have that lead back, because you don't ever see two backs in the backfield anymore, where it's a power eye formation and that fullback goes at a 24 blast. I would love to see that come back into the NFL.
Because the Eagles don't really use a fullback. We don't really use a fullback. The Ravens don't need to, because Derrick Henry is a running back and a fullback in one.
Yes.
That'd be an old school.
So that'd be
thing.
One. Yeah. An old school. I would love to see. Okay, I know 2 points is not 3 points, but post play in the NBA.
Oh, the low post.
A little hook shot. Yeah, drop step.
The problem is they've run the numbers. They crunched the numbers. Right, and I know. It's a waste.
But I'd still love to see.
It's an art form, though.
Research. It is an art form. And I'm not talking about the sky hook from Kareem. Like, that would be awesome.
Am I doing a show with Stoney here?
Yeah.
George Mikan. We need to get back.
Oh, come on. Yeah, the old Mikan drill. It's good. No. All it is a conditioning drill now.
Yeah, I know at this point. I mean, but like Hakeem Olajuwon had a real skill set, right? I mean, yeah. When he got the ball on the low block, there was an array of moves. Guys, there's no incentive to even learn that anymore.
No.
It's a lost art.
It is. It's a lost art because it's a lost part of the game. And just like the fullback, it's a lost part of the game. And the game, all the games have progressed, right? And they found other ways to be productive. And obviously, hey, the forward pass, eventually it was going to take away some of the running game, and it has.
Well, and teams have gotten good about, if we do wider formations, spread out formations, right. It lightens the box. Well, the counterpunch is, we're going to run it.
Yeah.
But what they're not going to do is get back into super tight formations. It's just the evolution.
Right. And I talk about Max at Michigan, and you know, he's more of what they classify now, not a fullback, but an H-back.
Yeah.
Right? Where they can line him up as a tight end. They can line him up in the backfield. They put him in motion. They don't just set him right behind the quarterback and say, hey, you know, C-34, put your helmet right between his numbers. So they're using guys in different ways that would have typically been your fullback.
How about this one? The resurgence of the return man in the NFL.
I think we're going to see more of that with the tweaks that they've made to the kickoff rule.
Well, they're
rule.
Hoping. I mean, that's Jason and Lyndon's ticket text. The idea, they want to tell you now, you have to kick it to the returner. Mm-hmm. And if you kick it out of the end zone, it's the 35-yard line now.
Yes. So which really, changes the game.
They're saying, hey, you better let that return guy make something happen.
Because the excitement that comes from taking it to the house.
So to me, I think of Devin Hester.
Oh, sure.
And I think of how much fun that was in the game of football and how it's nothing like it without him or those plays.
And it's really, I mean, it's like you take out the fullback. You don't use a roster spot on it. And for a while there, why would you waste a roster spot on a guy that his number one skill set is being able to return kicks, where he's just back there watching it sail over his head
right
out of the back of the end zone. Now all of a sudden you have a job opening because, hey, if this is your one skill set and you're really good at it, you could change the game for us. Even if it doesn't go to the house, but if you can return one 45, 50 yards, you know, get it to the other side of the 50-yard line. Now, all of a sudden, you've changed the game. It's created excitement. It's back in the NFL.
We saw a knuckleballer in some of the Little League games.
Yeah.
Want to know about
Texas East Lawmen. Great name.
What do you want to see old school make its way back to the new school? 248-539-9797. Collisions at home plate from an unnamed texter.
I mean, being the meathead that I am, obviously, yes. And there's the whole can't block home plate as a catcher is really an awkward rule, because there's been some times where they've called that this year. In fact, there was a game that was won. Was it the Phillies? I can't remember who it was. It doesn't matter. That I thought the catcher's not blocking home plate, but however the rule is written,
yeah,
they were. And I know for the safety of the catcher, for the safety of the runner, there could be some catastrophic injuries, but God, those were awesome
epic,
impacts.
Epic plays.
What about the surprise bunt every once in a while? I miss that.
You're saying like bunting to get on base?
Yes. Defense is playing at, you know, average or, you know, bigger depth or whatever. Yeah. And do one. Lay
so
it down.
We saw a whole bunch of those when they were running those Ichiro Suzuki highlights. He was maybe the last guy that would utilize that, and he was so good at it.
Yeah, it's like, especially fast guys. Like I understand why Parker Meadows wouldn't bunt once in a while.
Right, long strides, lefty.
Down the third base line and
yep.
Average depth, he's on no matter what.
It's a good one. Ticket texters saying old school NBA defense. Bring that back. Hey, the Pistons yes. are doing their part. They're trying.
Yeah.
I want the trapezoid gone in hockey on the ticket text. Punishing goalies who can play the puck. Fighting in hockey. They want to see more fighting back in the sport.
That's one I would love to see. And again, I get player safety and head injuries, which is why you don't have the impacts at home. That's part of the reason, you know, in terms of, you know, somebody coming home and the collisions at home plate, fighting in hockey. That is for some fans why they watch.
See, I think the fighting,
or why they used to watch.
The fighting when it's like real animosity, like we got a taste of that with the Avs and the Wings, where you know the backstory and there's history and you're waiting for a moment where someone takes liberties. When it's just fighting to fight, it's not quite the same.
So it's like yesterday when I was around Darren McCarty.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Jack he wasn't even born yet, right? And I'm telling him all the stories about Darren, and it's... like, he's like, well, hockey's just not that way anymore. I'm like, yeah, I know. It used to be awesome. It used to be awesome. I'm like, go just, you know, ask him some questions about that and let him tell you some stories.
Oh, he'll tell stories.
Oh, yeah.
248-539-9797. Old school things you want to bring back. This one just says the Detroit Red Wings. More on the ticket text, your feedback.
I think that one was either written by you or your wife.
Did I tell you the story of that, by the way?
No.
So for the upcoming season, the home opener is there for full season ticket holders.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so you told me this. Yeah, you don't get it for half season.
No, we have the option to buy it. And she was like, after this off season, I don't want to buy the opener. She's more frustrated than I am.
Wow.
It's 97.1.